overexpansion dominated coronal mass ejection formation and induced radio bursts, by B.T. Wang et al. Ames. Coronal mass ejections, CMEs, are the most fascinating explosion in the solar system. However, their formation is still not fully understood. Methods. Here, we investigate a well-observed CME on 2021 May 7 that showed a typical three-component structure and was continuously observed from 0 to 3 R Sun by a combination of SDO, AIA, O, 1.3 R Sun, PROBA2, SWAP, O, 1.7 R Sun, and MLSO, K-Core, 1.05, 3 R Sun. Furthermore, we compare the morphological discrepancy between the CME white light bright core and EUV blob. In the end, we explore the origin of various radio bursts closely related to the interaction of the CME overexpansion with nearby streama. Results. An interesting finding is that the height increases of both the CME leading front and bright core are dominated by the overexpansion during the CME formation. The aspect ratios of the CME bubble and bright core, quantifying the overexpansion, are found to decrease as the SO, sticks 4, 10 keV and goes 1, 8 a soft X-ray flux of the associated flare increases near the peaks, indicating an important role of the flare reconnection in the first overexpansion. The CME bubble even takes place a second overexpansion although relatively weak, which is closely related to the compression with a nearby streama and likely arises from an ideal MHD process. Moreover, the CME EUV blob is found to be relatively lower and wider than the CME white light bright core, may correspond to the bottom part of the growing CME flux rope. The interaction between the CME and the streama leads to two type 2 radio bursts, one normally drifting and one stationary, which are speculated to be induced at two different sources of the CME-driven shock front. The bidirectional electrons evidenced by series of C-shaped type 3 bursts suggest that the interchange reconnection be also involved during the interaction of the CME and streama. This was overexpansion-dominated coronal mass ejection formation and induced radio bursts by B.T. Wang et al.